Betty Davis Eyes, Kim Carnes here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thursday, 7th of February. What's Thursday?
It's Friday's Eve.
Well done.
There you go. Jeepers, you could have teed me up if no one was listening. It's Friday's Eve. Of course it is. It's Friday's Eve. This is what we call a real beginning on the weekend now.
8 minutes past six. And I tell you something, you need to be in good form today. You need to be in top form today. You need to deliver today.
Blimey. Right, okay.
Because the gang, they don't sound like they're in great
sorts, what's
great
wrong,
order.
Everybody?
Well,
what's wrong?
I mean, Larabar has checked in.
Larabar, how are you, Larabar?
And he woke up convinced it was Friday, so he's not happy.
Oh, Larabar, he's never Friday after the Wednesday, so Larabar.
JP maintains he's crawling his arse across the line this week.
Oh, God, I tell you something, there's a bit of that going around. Yeah. I've met a few people.
Dan 2.0, who's normally in good form, he said, I wouldn't say I was waking up happy now this morning.
Oh, my God, what's going on, everybody?
And then now, in
why
fairness,
so dour?
Aaron has checked in to say happy Friday's Eve.
Good on you. Nice to have you along, Aaron.
You know, Aaron is, I mean, he could, that bloke's on a knife edge.
Of course he is.
He could go either way.
Oh, yeah, sure. Look,
I mean, say the wrong thing and that lad would go postal on you.
Yeah, he'd start headbutting in the windows of his own car and everything.
Exactly,
you see.
Yeah. So you have to be careful.
Mad as a boiled onion, that
lad. So you still need to be on form.
Yeah. So there you go.
And Derek is a very busy butcher.
Derek the butcher. Is that his picture there with the pig's head in front of his face? Is that him?
Yeah.
Blimey, Derek. Your thing is, people send us all these messages. Don't forget, we can see you. Like, not actually.
We can see you.
Walking around. Look at him. Derek, he's got a full pig's head as his head. Or at least I hope that's what it is. And poor old Derek isn't the...
Yeah.
He's not the finest looking man in the world if he's got ears up there on the top of his head.
Oh, I tell you. Anyway, listen, you better be in good form, right?
Yeah.
The gang need cheering up.
We need to cheer you up, gang. We'll do our best for you, that's
right,
for sure.
So that's the plan. And also, actually, on the birthday front today, have you had 2 days in a row of getting 2 out of 3?
I have, yeah. I've had
two out of whatever.
Yeah, 2 out of, yeah. I've had a very near hat tricks, yeah,
wow.
2 days in a row.
My God.
Now, in fairness, I went totally askew on the last one each day.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think today's aren't too bad now. Today's are all sort of very you.
What's all right? So what sort of, what are we talking about?
There's mad people and there's football and everything.
Mad people, he says. Mad people. Me kith and kin. I'll tell you something. Waking up in I tell you, sorry gang, I'm with you now. I was in a good mood. Now I'm as dour as the lot of you.
Breakfast at Tiffany's, Deep Blue Something here at Classic Kids. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And I tell you something, we seriously have our work cut out for us. Poor old Breed in Galway only got 4 hours sleep. Who's this? Somebody saying, thank God it's Friday's Eve. Drive on Friday. Nipper can't wait. Poor old Margaret still has her sore throat.
And then arguably
the worst of them all. Some lad has texted in. Who's this? It does no name with it. Lads, did you see Boylan's jacket yesterday?
I did. I saw Boylan's jacket. Those of you who may have seen Boylan on with Piers Morgan on the telly yesterday.
Yeah.
I keep saying Ireland AM. What's it called?
Good morning, Britain, I think. Yeah.
It did look like they were there to talk about the scourge of seagulls. I'll be honest. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, normally Boylan is somebody who causes a shitstorm.
Yeah.
He looked like he'd been caught in one.
It looked like he went through one. That's right. He did. And I'll be honest with you. I thought he was bloody brilliant on
the
show.
He was great. He always is great when he
really
goes on.
He really is. He's brilliant
class.
On those shows.
Top
he's
class.
Got, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he ends up with his own show in Britain.
Absolutely.
Making people fire shots at each other or something. He's brilliant at that sort of stuff. But I tell you something, and I've nothing but respect for Niall Boylan, but why he chose to wear a confirmation jacket with bird poo all over, that's his own decision. He's absolutely
controversial at all times.
Yeah, yeah, so
even in
go.
His fashion sense.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay, let's get stuck into this. Okay, birthdays. 4 birthdays. Any 3, day off for you, and they're all in your frame of reference, right? In fact, this one, the first one, is probably the biggest outsider of them all, okay?
Right.
But have a listen to this.
And if the Prime Minister himself wants to talk to me, I will crawl, swim, I will fly over there this weekend. Sit in front of him, I will drop on my knees and beg for those 400,000 people to just have fun and let him come sing.
Who's that, buddy?
What in the name of God?
400,000 people who wanted to just come along and have fun and sing.
It's Garth Brooks, isn't it?
It is Garth Brooks,
it's
buddy.
Garth Brooks.
It's Garth Brooks.
That feckin' cowboy.
Literally.
That feckin' cowboy. Yeah. I'll tell you something. Yeah, literally, yeah. Talk about.
I mean, like, it's the next biggest thing to Saipan.
It
that,
is,
that
isn't
Garth
it?
Brooks
it's
thing.
Going to go down in history, like, as one of the Mexican ambassador and all.
Oh, there's all
getting
sorts
involved.
Involved.
And Christy Burke. I love Christy Burke. You know, the councillor in Dublin.
Yeah. Was he Lord Mayor for a
he
while?
He was Lord
well,
Mayor
yeah.
when all this happened.
Oh, yeah,
that's why
yeah,
he was
yeah,
so
yeah.
deeply involved in the whole thing. He wrote to Obama! He wrote to Obama!
He did, not, did he?
He did, yeah.
Is that true?
He did. Remember there was an,
for Obama
a statement from the US office saying, listen, he's a bit busy at the minute. Now, these are my words, but yeah. essentially the message was, kind of, he's a bit tied up in other things now.
Yeah.
But he wishes
are you
well.
Are you familiar with world affairs?
Yeah, but he does wish you well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'll tell you something. That's the type of Lord Mayor you need in the cities of Ireland. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When the
local toilets are all, you know, don't know, they're all blocked up and everything.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what we do. I'll call Barack Obama.
Well, if there's an American cowboy blocks up your toilet. You know what I mean? It's like one of yours is over here causing trouble. Sort it out. Sort yeah. it out, Barack.
Go straight to the top. No
straight
messing.
To the top.
No messing. Are you going to ring Leo?
No, I'm not ringing Leo.
For God's sake.
This is an American problem in an Irish situation.
Get Donald
get Barack
on
the phone. Get Donnie on the phone. Get that purple hedgehog on the phone. We're going to have a chat with him about what's going on over here.
It was mad, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it
was
fantastic. Such a weird thing.
What a fiasco. What an absolute
and
fiasco.
And everybody, nobody would take responsibility. Garth Brooks was blaming Irish governments and you name it, and we were blaming them, and somebody was blaming the promoter.
And then everyone was blaming me.
And
I got blamed.
That's right, because you were a resident.
Yeah, I was a resident.
Were you in that residency?
Yeah, well, yeah, it was, yeah. And of course, now, can I just say, I have no problem with Garth Brooks. I was all for it. I was ready to Airbnb the gaff for the whole week. You know, no problem there. Yeah. I actually didn't meet anyone who was against it.
I know, except who. There was then one spokesman, hadn't they, who kept coming out?
It was living out in Castle Knock or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He wasn't even living in the air.
Yeah.
You're some spoofer, that lad.
I know. I don't know who that
Unbelievable.
Is. I think it was Andy Bad News under in some sort of
Imagine,
disguise.
Yeah, you're just
under a pseudonym.
Yeah, no way. This is classic hit city. Yeah. We don't have cowboy nonsense around here. Not on my watch. Sheriff Bad News.
Right, so how old is he then? The man
right.
who caused all this controversy.
This is a tough one.
Garth Brooks. Country singer extraordinaire.
I'm going to say he's like 57.
Yes, he is!
Oh!
Oh my God!
Go on!
And that was the outlier. That was the outlier.
Oh, no way.
The
That's
rest
great.
Are in your frame of reference. Right, here we go. Let's keep this rolling.
Mick McCarthy.
Reappointed Ireland football manager.
I told
it's you. It's interesting that Mick McCarthy.
Back, I told you.
Mick McCarthy and Garth Brooks share a birthday.
Isn't that mad?
Literally
it?
Two of the people involved in two of the biggest controversies Ireland's
yeah.
ever seen.
Pair of cowboys.
Share a birthday.
Aren't they? Sheriff Mick McCarthy is back in town with his posse in green.
I don't like the way you're going with this, BJ. I don't like the way you're going.
I met Mick McCarthy once many years ago when he was
What'd
the manager
say?
The first time around.
And?
Yeah. I just says, Captain Fantastic. That's all he said. I don't know.
That's what you said?
Yeah. Oh, Captain Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Jake Stevens, is it? Yeah.
No, he just went.
No, Dirty
Al.
Sure
you haven't a clue who I was. It was before any of that.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, you met him as a punter?
Yeah.
Well, you weren't even famous, like?
No, well, I'm not even famous now. I'm just that lad off the... Your man with the head off the telly. Yeah, but it was before all of that.
Yeah.
And I introduced myself and everything. This is Captain Fantastic. And I was like, I remember and on Euro 88 and everything and all. And I had a T-shirt with Captain Fantastic on it. And the dog with the opal T-shirt. Do you remember that? I said that to him.
And he was standing there going... Bloody hell.
If I just, no, he said,
get
he goes,
me out of here.
Thank you, PJ. You're going to make me blush now. That's what he said.
It'd be great if you shouted Captain Fantastic. He went,
really? So was I.
Yeah.
Did you have a uniform? I had a cape. Who did you play for?
Anyway.
Nobody. But I have a motorbike. Yeah, but what age is Mick McCarthy? He's a little bit older than Garth Brooks, isn't he? No.
He is that. Yes, I'll give
right.
you that.
Okay, you dodged that one. 61. Too much.
Only just. He's 60. I was going to give you the significant birthday, but then it would have been.
Fart.
It would have been too easy, right?
It wouldn't have been too easy at all.
Right. No, fear not. Two left. Both of them, high profile comedians. One of them you're a huge fan of.
I don't know anything about comedians.
One of them you're a huge fan of, right? I'll leave him to last.
I don't even like comedy.
Next up, Eddie Izzard.
Eddie Izzard.
Who I like a lot. I think Eddie Izzard's kind of...
Have you ever seen the film of his life?
But...
Oh, the film of his life, Believe. And it never really took off and wasn't that popular.
Never heard of it.
It's one of the greatest movies. It's one of the greatest documentary movies I've ever seen.
Oh, I'll have to hunt that down.
And it's so hard to find.
Why, did he have a mad life?
No, it's just he... It's called Believe because... Talk about believing. Like, he's the exact opposite to you. You know the way you... Don't even trust yourself to go to the shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he would like, he was so bad at comedy for so long.
But he still kind of knew
he
felt he was going to get
there. Wouldn't stop. Oh, he wouldn't stop. He was like 20 years before he did a good gig.
Some of us do a gig, get an award, and just leave it there.
Oh my God. I swear. It's the worst thing that has ever happened to me was Jim winning the award for comedy.
Sometimes it's better just to go do a sold out gig, win an award, and just leave it there.
I swear to God.
Just leave it in its own little unique perfection. You know what I mean?
Literally the worst thing that's ever happened to me was him winning the stand-up award. I never heard the end of it. And I haven't won anything.
There's still time. Look at Eddie Izzard. Yeah. Believe, PJ. Believe.
I don't want to believe. I'm happy wallowing in my self-pity.
Right, so how old is he?
Eddie Izzard is 54.
He's 57 as well.
Oh, fart.
It's a shame because it would have been set up nicely for Chris Rock, because I know you're a huge
Chris
Rock
fan. I love
Chris
Rock now, yeah. Chris Rock, a big fan of Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's about 53, is he?
54.
All right.
It wouldn't have been set up that great, to be honest.
There you go. Talk about bursting the balloon of the weekend. I apologise to everyone for having to suffer my nonsense again today.
One Love from Blue here at Classic Kids, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. And just ahead of that was your Get Up and Go song from the Communards, Don't Leave Me This Way. Actually, do you know something? Whose birthday it is today? I didn't put it in because, to be honest with you, I didn't even know they existed. Do you know there was an actual Bronski in Bronski Beat?
I did not.
I didn't know that either.
I just thought it was Jimmy Somerville and random keyboard dancers.
Yeah, apparently.
To be honest.
Exactly. Let me just find it here
quickly. I did not know that at all.
Yeah. It was... Let me find you his name here. Da, 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 da. Bear with me there a second. Steve Bronski. Founding member and keyboard player with Bronski Beat.
Oh my God. Imagine that. Imagine being so overshadowed by Jimmy Somerville that people just think it was Bronski was a made up name.
That's mad, isn't it?
Wow.
Anyway.
Jimmy Somerville's another fella who seems like a sound fella.
Jimmy Somerville?
Yeah.
Really?
Do you ever see that great video of him? He's walking his dog. I think he lives in Berlin now. And he's walking his dog in Berlin. And there's a busker playing, Don't Leave Me This Way. Do you ever see that video?
No.
And by pure chance, Jimmy Somerville walks by. And he just sort of creeps up on the busker and starts singing the song beside him. And the busker, of course, can't believe his luck. It's just one of these mad moments in time.
Right.
The only person that seems to know what's going on is the dog. But it's a great video.
He's always doing this.
Yeah, he's done. Here we go again. I mean, the lad can't go anywhere without banging out a few tunes.
Fair play.
But he does seem like he's good crack, you know.
Jimmy Somerville, every time... remember the old ad? I know you didn't watch a lot of telly, but you know the old ad where your man... it was for Purcell or something. And your man, it's like a teenager and he's looking for his shirt, his whatever, his blue shirt or something. And the man says,
God,
it's in the wash.
I haven't even thought of that lad for years.
I know. And then she says, wear the white one. And whatever, he wears the white one and he, you know, goes off down the road. For some reason, that always reminds me of Jimmy Somerville. I don't know what that is. Anyway,
that's funny, yeah. He spills the parcel all over the floor, eating the box and everything.
Exactly, yeah,
I haven't thought of that for a very long time.
Mad. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. You can get this that number on text as well if you want to give us a shout. Loads of people just to say a quick hello to. Apparently, we missed something in the news. Tara said he scores the only game of the goal. Apparently, a few people have texted that in.
Oh, what? About
as opposed to the only goal of the game.
The only game of the goal?
The only game of the goal.
Oh, that's a brilliant sort of...
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the story was with that.
I don't know.
What else have we got? Happy Friday's Eve from Viv in Kerry. We forgot to ask the butter report for Dave and Cork. You can assume that it's kind of like yielding.
Yeah, I'd say it's yielding enough. Yeah, we'll check in again with Tara to make sure, but I'd say it's yielding all right, yeah?
Absolutely. It's not overly soft. But then again, not hard. Babs in Galway said she heard us say that somebody only had 4 hours sleep. That was Breida in Galway. She says, I'd kill for that. I'm a total insomniac. I'm trying to head off to sleep. Maybe the show will help. What's that supposed to mean, Babs?
What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
Oh, do you know what it is? It's our... We're so soothing. We're letting her know that the world is okay.
Right.
That's like, what it is.
She's not implying for a moment that we're boring and let's put you to sleep.
Jim, stop. Never use the B word on this show again. No. No, sir.
Right.
Definitely not.
Anyway, sleep well, Babs.
Sleep well, Babs.
Actually, what we could do is rock-a-bye, babe. We'll be singing to her.
I might, yeah, be not, yeah.
Actually, I have to be careful.
Rock-a-bye, Barbara, in your old bed. Oh, fluff up your pillow and rest your old head. Oh, I don't know what age I shouldn't say old anything. That's terrible.
Anyway, you have to be careful because Mick's still in the truck. You don't want to send him off. Anyway, he says he's gone through Kaluk and there's no sign of either Nigel or the horse.
Oh, that's good news.
Bizarre. Can you please wish all the nurses who are out on strike today good luck from Pam and Galway? Good
absolutely
luck, Pam.
Good luck. Totally with you all the way. 100%. Yes.
100%. So best of luck with that. Morning, men. I wasn't. What's this saying? Look at this. I wasn't in good form. In fact, I was actually. Until that is, I got within the frequency range of classic hits and now I'm happy. Love listening to you two nutbags. From the Wexican.
The Wexican, yeah. Have you never heard that before?
No.
Oh, they're always known as Wexicans, yeah.
From Wexford.
People from Wexford are always known as Wexicans.
The Wexican.
Yeah. You've never heard that before?
I've never heard that expression.
You don't watch the hurdling.
Welcome.
There you go, yeah.
Welcome.
Wexicans, yeah.
Mr. Wexico. Wexican.
I've done many a gig in Wexico, and I have to say, I have never seen a sombrero, but the crack has been absolutely a reba down there.
They're good at parties, aren't they?
They are
the
very
Wexicans.
Good, yeah.
They do like a good party.
They do.
They throw a decent hoolie.
Wow, Wexford, most underrated town in Ireland, I would think, to be honest with you. I nip down there the odd time,
but it's only for
crack.
Work, you know?
Yeah.
I was doing my business, the old boys home and hang there, I say nothing about. Anyway.
You do, what is it?
And the old, you know, with the boy, the talking and all that.
In Mexico?
In what?
In Wexford?
In Mexico.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
You never tell, you obviously don't talk about it because I never knew anything about it.
Oh, there you go. But yeah.
Who knows what Jim McCabe does after 10 a.m.? Who knows where he goes?
Yeah, because I have a secret way of getting there through the Narnia Bridge.
Yeah, you know, sure, you're practically there. I keep forgetting.
John's been on. He's not a happy boy. He's couldn't find his gloves today. He had a half an hour cycle. All 8 fingers and 2 thumbs are numb and stiff as feck, he says.
Right.
That's not a happy boy.
Wait a minute. Half hour cycle at what time?
This morning.
Probably
6 in the morning, probably.
It's too early to be on the bicycle. Fair play to you.
Finbar wants to know your opinion on your old buddy Mickey Bolton falling asleep during an interview.
I just read that text message. What happened? I haven't seen it. I haven't even heard anything about it.
He says that's more things you have in common with him.
Oh, Mike says he's bringing us in the story now. I have to have a look at that.
Brilliant.
I don't know, you know something? If he did, I'm sure there was a good reason for it. Let's not jump on a hero without knowing the full story.
Let's not jump on a hero.
Let's not jump on a hero. The man's given us years, decades of absolutely fantastic
music.
He's
given you one song that you absolutely love.
Do you know what you need to do? Feck off back to Mexico with that sort of attitude. Go on back down there.
What are you saying?
Go on, knocking a hero.
I love the song as much as anybody.
Unbelievable.
But I'm just trying to think of the other one. I've never heard you talk about another one of his songs.
Yeah, well,
do you know the name of another one of his
songs?
Yeah,
I do.
What is it?
None of your. You just mind your own business. Right? Swear to God, it's getting outrageous in here lately.
Audrey from
Imagine
Galway.
Slagging Michael Bolton. What's he going to do? He's going to call Nelson Mandela a flute next, what you see? Unbelievable.
Audrey from Galway, morning to you. At least Audrey's in good form. And Jay has been on. I wish I had a pre-read this because this can go anywhere. You never know where Jay is going either.
Yeah, that's for sure.
To be sure. But he's moved home with his mum, I think. Watch out, my heads. Can run right here. Nobody knows. Right, I don't know what's going on. Sometimes Jay's text messages need to be sort of interpreted prior to broadcast.
No.
Can you make anything out of that?
No, I don't know what he's on about.
Well, exactly. Thank God for that. I thought it was just me.
Jay, just move back to the Mun. Ballymun, maybe, right, is it?
Yeah, probably.
Watch out, Munheads. As in, watch out the people of Ballymun.
I assume so.
Can run riot here. I don't know if he's talking about them or him.
Nobody knows me.
Nobody knows. Oh, he can run riot because there nobody knows him in Ballymun.
Right.
And infect the population. Well, I don't know. If you have a flu now, J.O., you should probably stay indoors. J.O. the Mun signing in. So there's a new one we have. J.O. the Mun, he's going to call himself from now on.
Right. Okay.
That was there.
Well done on getting through that, buddy.
Well, I speak a little bit of whatever this language is. In Chicor, is it?
Good stuff, 80s classic Deacon Blue. Fergus sings the blues. Here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 12 minutes past 7 on Thursday, 7th of February. Friday's Eve is the way we like to think about it. Good to have you along, folks. Thanks, as always, for hanging out with us. Quick hello to Jim, by the way, in Black Rock in Cork. He's heading off to Malta soon with his missus, Trish.
Yeah, I can have a great one, yeah. Lovely. Lovely indeed.
And also, you know the way you were saying earlier on, So you never know what Jim does, you know.
We never know what he'll be up to when he leaves here, that's for sure.
So Bill in Limerick has been on to say, we all know what Jim does after 10. He spends the day wondering whether to have a coffee or what to wear.
Very true. Very true. There's someone. Good on you, Bill.
Ah, right, Bill.
We forgot.
Hardy, har.
Almost forgot that, yeah. He just goes into a constant spiral of indecisiveness.
Indecision, yeah, exactly.
For the day, that's what he does.
Anyway, what is... We need to get to the bottom of this, right? PJ got very upset when somebody pointed out on the text...
Yeah.
That he had a lot in common with one of his heroes, Michael Bolton, by virtue of the fact that apparently, allegedly, Michael Bolton fell asleep during an interview.
In the middle of an interview on Australian TV. Well, let me completely call this garbage. We have to go back. Nobody gets to... I don't want to say bad words on the radio. No one gets to drop one on a hero.
Trash
talk a hero, that's for sure. Michael Bolton, yes, he was on Australian TV. Yes, he was being interviewed. Yes, he is 65. 65? Excuse me, he's 65, PJ. Yes, he is. Unbelievable, isn't it? Unbelievable. He looks younger than me and Jim put together. And he was on the telly. He's got this new album, A Symphony of Hits, which goes on sale tomorrow, by the way, if anybody was looking
to... A Symphony of Hits.
Symphony of Hits, yeah. I cannot recommend it enough.
I know, it'll be great for you, PJ, because you'll get to hear some of his other songs.
Oh my god, I was at his gig. I was at his gig. All of a sudden people say you're not a fan or not a real fan just because you can't name the songs. I can sing along with loads of them. You know what
so,
I mean?
So when you called out for How Can We Be Lovers for the 18th time,
yeah,
did he not get fed up? No,
he had a lot of people calling for it. He had a lot of people calling for it. You know, there's going to be a highlight to every show.
Do you know any other songs?
Yeah, loads of them. Killing Me Softly. Do Killing Me Softly, I said.
Killing Me Softly.
He wasn't in the humour for that one. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
I know that.
I'm sure he knows it.
Of course he does.
He could play it if he wanted to. So there you go. But basically, here's the deal. He was on TV, and just before they went live, there was a shot of him, because they were having technical difficulties. And yeah, his eyes are closed, or they look closed.
Right.
And they thought, oh my God, we've caught Michael Bones. He's after going to sleep on the television. But
did
he
the director turn around and say, oh my God, it's a PJ Gallagher moment. A lad is after falling asleep on live television.
Isn't this outrageous?
I'm only just saying. You know, they might have known. Cause,
it was a New Year's Eve show. What are you supposed to? It's very late at night when I was on. He was on the middle of the day.
You're right, he's no excuse.
Yeah, so he was there and basically it looks like he's sleeping. It looks like he's had a little nap in the chair. Turns out he wasn't sleeping at all. He was actually having a quick little flitter on the phone while he was waiting to go live. He sent a tweet at that exact moment. And so you can trace back and it is at that exact moment to say that he was about to go live on TV. So there you go.
Excellent.
So people were jumping on the bandwagon to support him. One fan said, he's the master of the power nap. Which is an amazing way to support somebody. Michael Bolton, we really going to need you to focus up, tweeted some other person. Yeah, he was focused, smarty pants. He was actually tweeting about going live on the television.
There you go. So it was Finbar, basically, who texted in earlier on to say that he'd fallen asleep.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go, Finbar. Take that, smarty pants. So he said, then in fairness to Michael Bolton, he has had a little bit of a laugh about it himself.
Right.
Being the hero that he is, he said, he tweeted again saying, got my first record deal when I was 15. Haven't slept since. It's a real...
Wow.
There you go. That's a record thing. That's a proper rock star thing to say, isn't it?
Yeah.
15. I didn't know he was 15. Imagine he's been signed for 50 years.
15 he was signed?
Yeah, he's been signed for 50 years.
And when
years.
He was signed originally, he was a proper rocker. He wasn't a crooner, wasn't he? He was like, he was, you know, he used to bang out the old rock tunes proper.
Still is a rocker, I think. Still is a rocker. Mind you, it is the only gig I was ever there. I was there with my friend Mick. It was the only time I've ever been at a gig, right? And we got chatting to the two women in front of us saying, oh yeah, and they were like, have you been at many gigs before? And I said, no, and they were there. Who are you here with? We said, no, it's just the two of us. And she goes, what sort of men are ye? That's what she actually said. Going to a Michael Bolton gig on your own.
Unbelievable. You should have... I tell
what
you,
sort of men are ye?
You should have got outraged about it. You would have had a campaign now that...
I would have, yeah.
Sexism. Sexism in the concert place.
How dare you?
Yes.
Just because we're the only two men on our own here. Out of 9,000 people. How dare you judge me? Unbelievable. Tell you something. Wait, you're about to see some dancing. Get onto the old Instagram there.
This is your moment
here
to shine,
comes the
PJ.
Moves, Jim.
This would be a very good moment to be on PJ Gallagher's Instagram feed at the moment, to be honest with you. He's literally been na-na-na-naing his head off there.
What a song.
I think Magic Mike is going to pop it up on Facebook as well.
There's nothing in the world like that. Michael Bolton, you're accusing this man
of being asleep. I didn't say anything, Finbar.
I'm talking to the people
Finbar
out there.
Finbar mentioned this.
Those poxy Australians who sleep at the wrong time of the day anyway. Accusing that man of going to sleep, not a chance. Absolutely wonderful. That is the rock and roll star to beat all rock and roll stars, Mr. Michael the Mullet Bolton. Unbelievable.
Lads, you haven't seen it. You have to watch this Michael Bolton and Lonely Islands. I don't know what that is. It's some sort of YouTube thing.
Oh, is he? That's the band Lonely Island, isn't it?
Yeah, he sent us a YouTube link. Right, Richie, we'll
give
we'll
us
check
a look at that.
Tracy in Galway, loving us, and will not have any mocking of Michael Bolton.
You know your stuff, Tracy. Good on you. Good on you.
Right,
absolutely
so
fantastic.
Finbar, I'm afraid, Finbar, you've been put to the sword. BJ Gallagher has well and truly defended his hero, Michael Bolton. And as I say, you can check out our Facebook page very shortly. You can check out PJ Gallagher's Instagram feed. And you'll see, well, you'll see arguably some of the greatest rocking out.
Jason,
by
most
three.
Excited I've ever been. At yeah. 20 past 7 in the morning, that's
by
for sure.
Two middle-aged people and a young fella.
Speak for yourself. I'm barely middle-aged.
I'm actually right bang on. It's kind of when you do the stories here and you see that the middle age or the life expectancy is 82 for a man.
Is that all?
I think it's 82 for a man. Yeah, women
oh,
live longer.
Thanks for that.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. You're elderly.
Elderly. Unbelievable.
But I'm bang on the middle age. I think I'm a little bit over it.
Yeah, you're on the slippery slope down the other side, buddy.
I am, yeah, I know, yeah. I'm into the second half.
Mind you, the beauty for you is that the second half won't be that different to the first half. Because even in the first half, you had your bad feet.
True.
And you had your issues with the, you know, water work.
True.
And
I've arguably been training for the second half for the entire first half.
You'll actually find the second half a doddle.
Yeah.
It'll be a cruise for you.
That's true, actually, yeah.
A cruise.
I should do what Damien Farrelly does. Like, you know Damien Farrelly here. He's the greatest man to embrace middle age. He's fantastic. I'm going to just copy him.
But Damien's actually younger, isn't he?
Is he?
He's only just... Damien's only just into his 40s, is he?
Is he? I don't know.
Yeah,
you see, there you go.
He throws you sometimes.
He's the king of... He embraces middle age.
The problem is when he comes in his slippers and all, it's very hard to tell what age.
I know, yeah. And then I tell you, you ask Damien anything middle age, he knows the answer. Where'd you get the best coleslaw in Ireland? I tell you no.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, but they go, just lovely now. Oh, I tell you that. So. Yeah. And he tells you straight.
I love when he does that thing where he goes,
he can taste it, yeah. Oh, he's he goes through his file of facts in his head. And he'll be there tasting. No, that was Galway. That was Clare. That was very nice. And then he tell you. He's brilliant. He knows.
He's a man who knows his stuff.
He is. He knows the middle age. He's fantastic at it. What's the most comfortable seat in a car sold by Volvo? Oh, Jim. That'd be the V60 now, I'd say. Fantastic. He's brilliant. A fountain of middle age knowledge. He's great. I'm going to try and follow
in
his footsteps.
You should do that. Ask him anything. Right, this afternoon, tune into Damien anytime from 2 o'clock, right?
Do.
And literally ask him anything that you think a middle-aged man should know.
Honestly, ask him, what's the best wood to use whilst making a pipe? He'll tell you straight, that's biash. Biash. Lovely. Great knock of it.
You can tell him that that PJ suggested it, right? That you text him in. We should have that. He should make that a feature on his own show.
He should,
and if
actually,
he doesn't,
yeah.
We'll do it on our show.
We should,
a little
yeah.
Ask Damien, and people can text him.
And we'll ask him, yeah.
Middle-aged questions.
Where'd you get the best tweed for a hat? It's a good one now. It's a new one for me now, I'll be honest with you. But I do know the answer. Yeah, he'd know all of it. He'd know it down to the gravy.
I think we might be making middle-aged even a bit like tweed for a hat.
Well, he is from Mead, you know. They get there a little quicker.
Texas, Side of Wanna Lover here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. You know, there's lots of things that we come across in the show, PJ and myself, and they make us feel a bit inferior. You know what I mean? There's lots of times you come across people who have achieved great things or are good at lots of things, and we sort of realise our failings. But this has come as a shock, I have to say.
What a great choice of music.
There you go.
Flight of the Bumblebee.
You better believe it.
But there you go. I can understand Flight of the Bumblebee and I can recognise it. What I don't really feel comfortable with is the fact that bees are better at mathematics than me. And I tell you, not only are they better at mathematics than me, I feel really bad this time because I can't even understand the blooming explanation of how they figured it out, right?
Right.
So I'll give you to this, right? I'll give you to this. This is a great start.
Again,
this is a great start.
We come across a lot of things that make us feel inferior.
Right.
Like the ability to speak.
Yeah, every so often. That's handy on the radio. So Tara, you heard of Tara in the news but doing the story with the bees doing maths, right? So here's how they did it, right? This is the important stuff. So they got 14 bees and they put them into a Y-shaped maze and they had a tunnel with two exits on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then at the exits, at the entrance, the bees were shown a display of varied shaped elements, a square, a diamond, a circle or a triangle, coloured either yellow or blue.
Right.
Right. Now the number of elements, that's the shapes, from 1 to 5, was randomly altered throughout the trials. Each colour represented a different mathematical operation. Blue meant add one, and yellow meant take one away.
Right.
Right? You follow me?
No.
Good, because I'm lost.
Right.
Once inside the maze, the bees entered a decision chamber, where they had to choose whether to take the left or the right fork of the Y.
Hmm.
More shapes presented at the mouth of each fork represented the correct and incorrect answer to the problem. And if two blue shapes were displayed at the entrance, for instance, the correct arm of the Y was the one marked by three symbols. And in that case, the bees had to work out that 2 + 1 = 3. Now, I haven't got a bloody rashers what I just said.
No, neither have I.
I haven't got a rashers, but I read it verbatim. That's the explanation.
You lost me at Y.
Yeah, I lost myself as they put them into a tube in the shape of a Y. And
then
the
God.
Elements are going. So, and this is now, the bees understand all of this and then can go forward into this maze and with some sort of, you know, manipulation can figure out mathematics to the point that 75% of the bees have figured it out and then do mathematics to work their way through the maze. 75%.
Wow.
Now I got that is impressive. A 41% in me intercert and I was delighted because it was technically a pass and I was over the moon with that. Syllabus C, 41%, grand, that'll do. I'm walking, I'm out of here. And then you're telling me bees are disadvantaged. That's practically algebra. I mean,
exactly.
You know what I mean? If it's a Y shape, you're bringing letters into it. It's algebra.
Straight away.
It's straight away algebra.
Straight away, it's algebra.
It's ludicrous. I just don't.
Am I on that problem solving bit? Like, it's bad enough when you had that thing where, right, a train leaves the station at 2:10.
I know. And you're like, oh, here, I've lost the will to live. A Frenchman has two apples in one pocket. He also has a bowling ball in the bag. Now, if he crushes one of the apples with two bowling balls, you're like, oh, you can't
how
listen
many?
To this.
Yeah.
Then how fast was the train going when it stopped?
Yeah.
You're like, right, I don't know.
It's mad, isn't
it? And these aren't the first animals, because I actually, it's not in this story, but I do remember doing a story with you maybe a couple of years ago now about how crows had worked out how to figure out how to use velocity.
You also did a story which I remember very well, which was about a whale or a dolphin or something counting. And this
particular dolphin
could count to four.
The whale could count to four, yeah.
And PJ actually, in the story, bigged up himself for being able to count further than the dolphin.
Well, I can! And what's the point? What are you saying? Are you saying that I don't know how to do it? I can count four of anything.
Oh, I know.
And actually more.
I'm just saying. I don't know if that's, you know, I'm not sure it's a thing to big yourself up on.
And I can
counting
pronounce
more
it.
Than a dolphin.
When the whale was going, ooh, yeah. ooh, like, no, that's just a stupid, it's just a whale is just doing stupid noises.
Yeah.
I remember, how are you, whale? Yeah, how many fingers am I holding up? Oh, you're 3 grand. You forgot the thumb. You're not good at the game. You're not good at the game.
So now, of course, it'd be the bees. Now the bees, like, we're lost. We're completely banjoed with the bees.
We haven't
got
bees.
A hope there.
And they did say crows had figured out speed. So crows now, right, apparently.
Just as a matter of interest, right? You know the way you've beaten the pig. You
raced
the pig and you
and
beat him,
it,
right?
Yeah.
Imagine if they set us up as the human element of that trial to prove that bees were, they're, you know, better at maths than us.
Yeah.
I mean, from the moment they put us into the chamber, do you know what's going on, PJ? I'm not going to clue, Jim.
You
know.
Go yellow.
Where are we?
I'll go blue.
I don't know.
Grab a triangle and hope for the best. That'll basically be the way it would go.
It would be.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't even understand what it was you were supposed to do.
I mean, I don't know what's
going on.
Let
alone do it.
And I don't... And, you know, who let these wasps in?
I think the objective is to swat as many bees as you can.
I think it is. You swat them all with the triangle and I'll kill as many as I can with the
I'll
square.
I'll catch them in the circle. Yeah.
You put them in the yellow. Put the dead ones in the yellow and the live ones in the blue. I know, it just sounds like a bizarre story. But I'll tell you what they have missed out on this, right? In the story, because it's a scientific story.
Right.
If this was in The Star or The Sun or The Mirror, I mean, you'd be well open to some great pun headlines. There's no pun headline. The headline literally says, the headline says, brainy bees do simple arithmetic, right? Simple arithmetic. Didn't even get the story right. It's very difficult. But if it's open to puns. It's so open to puns.
Yeah.
This should be... Oh, no, that's easy. Doesn't make it. It's not even a pun.
If you go to Z's, if it's like, you know, are great at numbers.
Yeah.
That's more of a fly, really, isn't it?
Could this be true? You know what I mean? So there's definitely...
What was Mike's one? Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. That's very good.
Maths effort. So I'll tell you what we're going to do, actually. Magic Mike has been very generous. Because he's basically just happy that we've been showing up to be idiots again.
And
he's decided to offer an ugly mug. An ugly mug, if you can come up with an absolute belter of a headline for that story, that bees are really good at maths.
Yeah, so there you go. So there you're tabloid people amongst us. Give us a good headline for bees doing mathematics and getting 75%. You don't have to, these details, it's up to you, whatever details you want.
Yeah, because we know Mike loves a good pun, so if you can get a good bee pun in there into your headline, you're in with a shout of an ugly mug.
In with a shout for an ugly mug, so there you go.
I mean, that's actually how bad we are. Not only are we useless at the maths, we can't even come up with a pun for the headline.
I know. We can't even give away three ugly mugs because we'd lose count of who was winning.
Now, Who the Man?
Classic hits.
Who the man? Who the man? Win the cash if you can. Are they big? Are they small? If you know, tell us all. Look out. Here come
Who the man? So Who the Man is worth 1,030 quid today. It's a hell of a lot of cash. So it is. A hell of a lot of cash indeed. And all for you, of course, if you could tell us who is this
man.
There you go. That's all you get to hear.
A lot of guesses so far, and they're all up on classichits.ie as well, so...
You definitely should have a look at them at this stage, in fairness, because they're all up there, and it might lead you a certain way. And, of course, don't forget, we have a clue now. So top class is the clue. Top class.
And apparently it's a really good clue.
That's what our top class production man, head of the show, really in the background,
Magical
says.
Magical Michael.
He wouldn't lie to anybody, would he? I don't think so.
Well, there was that. Anyway, say nothing.
There was a few times. Yeah, in fact, he's a horrendous liar when it comes to clues. But we've seen him in the past. But now it's going to be Ivan. Here we go again. Why am I getting all the names that are hard to pronounce this week? I think Mike's doing it on purpose. Kovacevic. Ivan Kovacevic.
Yeah, that was absolutely perfect.
Thank you, Ivan.
Not just good, perfect.
Thanks, Ivan. Cheers. Even if I wasn't perfect, I appreciate you helping me out.
Mind you, he was actually talking about the Ivan bit. The surname was terrible, though.
Where's the name Kovacevic from, Ivan?
It's Croatian Bosnian.
All right, okay.
Croatia.
I have to say, I was in Croatia and Bosnia. Went on a motorbike trip around that part of the world. It's an amazing part of the world.
I was in Croatia on holiday. Absolutely fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic. Say you're sick of us all there, Ivan, are you? Holiday anyway.
Yeah, us blowing in every blowing so often. Soaking up the sun and fecking off.
Blood red paddies walking into the around Christ.
Anyway, let's give Ivan some wedge.
Who do you reckon it is, Ivan?
Well, I think it's Mark Strong from Kingsman.
Mark Strong? From what? Where's he from?
Kingsman.
Kinsman?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know it.
Oh, Kingsman. Sorry, yeah. Golden Circle and all that sort of stuff. The movie. Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
You know what the only unfortunate thing is? I'm not going to get the pun at all now. You've got to let yourself down. What do you reckon then, Mike?
I think you probably will, PJ. But anyway, he was in The Terminal as well, by the way, I think. Was he? Anyway, not a strong guess. It's wrong.
Even you got that one.
No.
Mark Strong was the guy's name.
No, I don't get it.
And ironically, weak pun.
Sorry about that, Ivan.
Keep at it,
Ivan. Take care. Have a good day, man. Cheers.
Okay, it's Michelle Lane in Limerick as well. How are you, Michelle?
Hi, lads. How are you?
Not bad at all. How are you getting on today?
Good. Great.
Yeah, have you any plans inside your day other than doing a bit of work?
I'm at work.
Yeah, there you go. Already. So that's it then, is it?
What is it you do, Michelle? Are you allowed to tell us?
I work in a canteen.
In a canteen?
I have a funny feeling you might be hiding under the barco there, are you? You're not supposed to be on the phone, are you?
Not really, no.
Say nothing, just give me the money.
Michelle, tell us who you think it is and we'll get you out of here as quick as we can.
Finbar Fury.
Finbar Fury, wow. Right, of course.
That's
yeah.
a different track, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it is. My yeah. old man was mad for Finbar Fury.
Yeah?
Yeah, mad for all that stuff, yeah. Loved it, so he did. What do you reckon then, Mike?
Doom, doom.
Well, how do you do, young Michelle Lane? don't be too furious, but it's wrong.
Oh, hey. You got a double barrel pun double anyway, Michelle.
There, yeah, Michelle. Right, back to work right, for you, Michelle.
Care.
Cheers.
See
take
you,
care.
Michelle.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now.
Right, so... Not Finbar Fury.
And not the strong lad. What's his name? Mark Strong. Mark Strong, not him either.
No.
Have one to rashers now, I'll be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
I guarantee if you saw his face, you'd know him instantly.
There's me age now. The Fury's coursing now, then. Strong. I don't know the young.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Wake up happy.
The two-time Imro award-winning breakfast show with Flexify. Ireland's latest way to pay. See flexify.com.
Classic hits.
Spiller and Groove Jet here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday. Friday's Eve, nearly there, folks, touching distance of the weekend. Thursday, 7th of February, it's almost 11 minutes past 8. Thanks a million for all of the puns, by the way, the bee puns about bees being so good at maths and better than us and all that sort of stuff. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's great, yeah.
Magic Mike and...
Not great news, actually, considering it's a wake up happy show. Telling him about the miniature animals.
But Magic Mike, ably assisted by Katie, is scouring all of the suggestions, right, for the puns. So we'll find ourselves a winner. We're going to hand out an ugly mug. We'll tell you about that fairly shortly. But in the meantime, if you're out there, you're in the daily grind,
you're in your car,
on your way to... Maybe you're already at work.
Maybe you're on the
factory floor, in the office.
I tell you what, if you're at work now, I want you all to stand up. Do what Joey DeLips made them do in The Commitment. Stand up in a circle... And then give each other a big pat on the back. All everybody giving each other a big pat on the back in work today. Because Irish workers, now currently ranked as the most productive workforce in the world. In the world. Congratulations, everybody. I hope you're enjoying that pat on the back. I think now it's time we all go for a giant coffee break. We're doing too much.
Yeah,
let's
exactly.
go.
Calm down, will you?
See us all in the local coffee shop. Because the Organisation for the Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD... They've done this survey, and apparently we add an average of $99.50, €87 basically, to the value of the economy for every hour we work, because we're so productive.
Irish people specifically?
Irish people specifically, yeah.
Brilliant.
The Irish economy, Irish workers in the Irish economy. It's unbelievable. So a guy called Alan McQuaid, he's an economist with Cantor Fitzgerald. He goes, in the era of increased automation, with machines taking over from the man and woman, which can actually be helpful in some instances, he says, it's a very positive sign that Ireland tops the league in terms of productivity, suggesting that while... We can party, and we tend to party and have a bit of crack. We can also work very hard. And apparently that means we're in a great place with Brexit. Because with Brexit happening, and countries or companies bailing out of Britain and wondering where to go,
yeah,
it makes us a really good option. Because they look at Ireland, similar taxes, similar weather, very close in geographically, but then the most productive workforce in the world when it comes to employing people.
Wow.
So once again,
great,
a big pat on the back for everybody at work
fantastic.
Today.
Fantastic.
I tell you, and if you're like Jim, and you actually take in another fella who shouldn't really be deserving the job at all, fair play. I mean, that's even more. Fair play.
Yeah, yeah, if you're going to do that sort of care in the community thing as well.
Yeah.
That's,
now, it was against his will, but he's doing it. He's doing it. And I think it's great. So there you go. So it's a brilliant day. It's a great day.
Tell you something, it's good, though, because, you know, Irish people, we've reputations for all sorts of things. People trying to imply that we like the odd drink now and again.
Yeah.
And that sort of stuff.
And there was
I don't know where that came from.
When, during the boom, where we were known as being sort of lazy.
Yeah, that we wouldn't do jobs because, you know, we thought they were. Yeah, we thought stuff was below us or something.
So, like, what do you mean you have to work 8 hours a day? Yeah. The Polish, I like to work 15 hours every single day, and that is when I'm sick. We're like, oh, jeez. These lads are putting us to shame.
Yeah, once again, we've been shown up.
You know, they go, am I not going to take lunch? No, apparently he doesn't eat. He doesn't like eating. Says he hasn't time to eat doing his job. You know, feckin' fellas, I tell you, I'm making them lay ages out. You know what?
I mean, all along, it turns out we're actually very productive.
Well, we are now. Let's be honest, we all probably took our foot off the gas.
Yeah, yeah.
At
do
some stage,
what that
but
is,
now we've become competitive again.
What's happened there is we've worked out this idea of working smart instead of working hard.
I think
so
you might be
right.
So
what we do now is somebody employs you, say PJ Gallagher, to do a job.
Yeah.
And they agree a fee.
Yeah.
And you realise that for half of that fee, you can get the Polish lad to do it.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe there's a bit of that.
And you've decided. Although I don't think. Suddenly you're getting all the credit.
I don't think they fall for that anymore either. I don't think, you know. We're too ingrained. We're too similar. Ourselves and the Polish, we're pretty much the same.
Yeah.
It's just we both have very funny accents to each other. I think that's it. You know? Yeah. So there, we've kind of just. We've got to up our game. Maybe they've come down a little and we've gone up a little. We've kind of, we've cruised off on this place. And this place where we are is...
They always tried to tell us that we had too many holidays. Because you know the way the Americans, they only get the bare 2 weeks and like a day at Christmas.
I know.
And they told us, we're always off. Bank holidays, bank holidays. All sort of stuff.
You get 2 weeks a year or 3 weeks a year.
Literally, Irish people never really got the rep for being hard workers, did they? Unless you went away somewhere else.
Unless
and built a road for somebody.
And maybe built London or New York. You know, maybe did something like that. Yeah. Maybe laid the railways or whatever it was. Yeah, you know, there was always that reputation during the hard times. I think times got good and we decided to gas off. You know what I mean? Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Lift a foot, cruise control. We're going to cruise control, we're grand. And then there's also the theory that everybody in the workplace eventually gets promoted to a job they're not good at.
Yeah, to their own level of incompetence.
You get promoted to the level of incompetence. Yeah. That happened to me years ago. So you get to a place where you're in a job that you probably you just sort of look around and go, grand, I'm just gonna keep my mouth shut here.
Yes, keep a low profile.
Things are
head
all
down.
Right. Times head are, you know,
yeah.
It's not the worst. Grand, I don't like talking to anyone. I'll just hide under the desk for lunch. It's grand.
Yeah. And then if you ever get fired from a job like that, I mean, you go and you do radio, don't you? That's really what it's about, isn't it?
This is... Yeah, I guess you do, yeah.
That's really the secret.
I don't know why you used to decide...
Bring me your broken, your sick, and
Jim
your useless...
And Jim will look after them.
Guaranteed Irish, U2's Desire. Here at Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. 19 minutes past 8 o'clock. And yes, Irish people may well be very productive and all that sort of stuff, but if you want a job that involves mathematics, don't bother... Don't bother hiring an Irish person. Don't. Or indeed a person, full stop.
Humans are out.
Get yourself a B.
A B. Unbelievably. There's two B's in that. Unbelievably. There you go.
Unbelievably.
There he is.
Unbelievably.
Unbelievably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, guys, pull yourself together now.
We're having a game.
So, 19 and a half minutes past 8. The idea was, right, after we told you that story, or read you that story from the papers today about bees apparently being fantastic at working out mathematical problems.
Yeah.
Like, far superior to anybody in this room.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. So
we set you a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, we're going to have a pun off, because it was done by some scientific journal. They never do puns. They're too anti-crack to have a bit of puns. So he decided to give you the thing. Well, if bees can do maths, what headlines would you put inside the front of the Sun, the Mirror, the Star, any of them?
Yeah.
And the results are in. The results are in.
Yeah, we have a winner chicken dinner.
Excellent.
I'll give that in a couple of seconds. But yeah, lots of good ones. Any take your fancy. This one here says, what about honey, I got a bee?
Oh, that's good.
Bad. That's
good.
Yeah,
like
good.
That.
I like that.
Unbelievable. Someone stealing yours there, PJ. That's come in loads of times. To be or not to be.
Oh, that's very good.
Because I saw one that
that's
actually had
very good.
To be or not, as in to be. That was good as well. And I tell you what I saw, which I liked as well.
Go on.
B equals MC squared.
Yeah. What about bees take the maths world by swarm?
That's brilliant.
Yeah. Very good.
That's okay. Brilliant.
And these aren't the winners.
These aren't the winners. No,
wow.
A winner was picked at random. They were all so good,
sorry,
right?
Right, okay.
So it's up to you to decide whether this is deserved as a winner.
We couldn't even find out a mathematical way of picking a winner. We had to sort it random.
By the way, are you both really bad at maths?
Horrendous.
Like, I am.
Horrendous.
I'm so bad.
Oh, yeah. It's scaldy bad, yeah.
What's the story with this industry? Is everyone in this industry bad at maths?
This industry, basically, it's like, you know. They say if somebody goes blind, their hearing is better. I think if we're this bad at maths, then we can actually, at least we can talk our way around stuff, you know, instead.
Although that hasn't always gone well.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, the winner is David, who says they make maths look easy beezy.
Oh, the easy beezy came
on.
In a lot, Jay. Yeah,
easy beezy is not bad. I still think that take the maths world by swarm is fantastic.
And honey, I gotta be, I think, is very good.
We can't take it off the winner, though. We've never seen the winner. So there you go. And it is pretty good. There's some deadly ones in there.
Yeah.
So it turns out not only am I not very good at maths, I'm not particularly good at puns either. when it comes to the
suggestions.
So
it's an ugly mug for David, isn't it?
It's an ugly mug for David, yeah. So
fair play.
Be happy with that.
Yeah. There was some good ones in there. Thanks a million for having a go.
Thank you, David.
Ugly mug en route to David. Enjoy it.
Where's David? What part of the country is he in?
David's in Tallaght.
In Tallaght?
He's in Tallaght in County Dublin.
Right, good stuff.
So, I can't read. No,
That's it. So, not only is he rubbish at maths.
Joking.
Right. I'm you can't even speak.
Now I know why Katie had to pick the winner randomly.
I know it's Talacht.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets some more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's educational services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
So, as you know, at this stage, it's a gift card for Kildare Village. €500 worth of gift card for Kildare Village. You can put some colour back in your wardrobe. Hundreds of new arrivals, something extraordinary every day. KildareVillage.com if you want to check it out for yourself. And whatever you fancy doing, if you just fancy a day out, 100 different boutiques for you to choose from. You can discover all those new spring arrivals. Also, if you were celebrating the Chinese New Year, they've all sorts of kind of Chinese New Year celebrations going on through the week.
The year of the pig.
Or this weekend.
So you go and get yourself a full fry up for the year of the pig out in Kildare way, I'm sure.
Whatever you want to do. Well, or if you're, you know, thinking about Valentine's Day and that special Valentine's gift for somebody.
Sounds atrocious, but whatever you want to do with your voucher is up to you.
It's all there, located at exit 13 off the M7 if you want to check it out for yourself.
So we did need a big, we did need a big general knowledge mastermind really taking it on today. It's going to be Derek Maloney. You need 14. How are you, Derek?
How you doing, Vidi?
Not too bad at all. How are you feeling today?
You won't complain.
Good stuff. We have a bit of an ask now to put on you today, but you do quizzes or anything like that normally?
No, not so much. I listen to this every morning.
And you normally get on all right, yeah?
It's easy when you're listening on this end, I suppose.
I know, yeah. I have to say, even when I was out sick and I was listening to it, I was thinking, they're so easy. And then I try and read them. Yeah. And it all goes wrong. So then you got, you
something
know.
Goes astray. Right, so listen, the challenge is 15. Derek, 60 seconds to do it in. The very best of luck. We've our fingers crossed for you. Here we go.
Is Northern Ireland or the Republic of Ireland larger in terms of land?
No.
Okay. Which is the capital of Italy?
Rome.
In what Steven Spielberg film does Tom Hanks play an army captain?
Saving Private Ryan.
What nationality are the pop group The Corrs?
Irish.
What is the official language of Sardinia?
Italian.
What is the world's second highest mountain?
K2.
Who is the lead singer of the band Simply Red?
Mick Hucknall.
The alpaca is an animal native to which continent?
South America.
In what film was the line "I'll be back" delivered by Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Terminator.
Yeah, Brooklyn, Romeo, Cruz and Harper are children of what celebrity family?
Beckham's.
What is James Bond's favourite drink?
Martini.
How many years long is one US presidential term?
Four.
In the Bible, who did Cain kill in the book of Genesis?
Abel.
Which American state is nearest to Russia?
Alaska.
Which in the human body is the human body is the humerus bone?
The arm.
In what time-travelling film of 1985 did Michael J. Fox star as Marty McFly?
Back to the Future.
There you go.
That's a biggie.
I think we should give him the first one because I kind of read it weird and he knew.
Yeah, I couldn't really understand what you said.
And he knew, he said no, meaning I know what he meant. He meant which do you think is bigger?
No, I tell you something. I'm just going to leave it for a second, Mike.
Yeah, there you go. He knows.
While PJ explains this.
Okay.
So as you were saying there.
So as I was saying, I made it sound like, is the Republic bigger than the North? He said no. The question should have been, which is bigger? He said
right.
No. So okay. He knows that.
Imagine,
it is.
Mike, is that okay with you? That explanation.
The man knows the answer.
Has carried it for Michael.
The man knows the answer. So Derek knew the answer, so he deserves the point.
If this isn't a winner, it'll be darn close, I can tell you, because that was some going. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 15, 16!
You're joking!
No way.
Derek, yeah. You feckin' unbelievable, man. That's the incredible one off the record. That's amazing.
16 it was. That was literally, with the exception of the whatever that was, as a first question.
I feel bad I gave it to you now. We'll never get anyone on the phone tomorrow.
Every other question, he literally stormed it. There wasn't a flaw in it. Every one of them nailed on. So 16 has put you into the lead, Derek. And to be honest with you, with only one day left to play, unless we get an absolute belter of a quizzer, you could be looking forward to €500 to spend courtesy of Kildare Village.
I'd be doing well to read out 16 questions tomorrow.
Well, you know, if you started it the way you started that one, we'd certainly struggle.
Oh my God, I tell you something. We got there, Derek. Don't listen to these bozos trying to belittle me here.
Anyway, Derek, listen, have a good day. Well done.
Cheers.
See you, Derek. Well done.